Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Faribault woman convicted of stealing from Safe Sanctuary, a dog rescue organization she founded, was sentenced Wednesday in Rice County Court. 56-year-old Patricia Karen pled guilty early this year to two counts of theft by swindle. An investigation by several agencies showed that Karen was using the funds from the rescue organization for personal use, including shopping sprees, restaurants, and more. Judge Gerald Wolf sentenced her to 5 years supervised probation and ordered her to pay restitution to three separate entities for a total of $36,600. Northfield City ID has a design and perspective fees for the cards. City Administrator Ben Mardig.
It's good for 4 years. Staff's recommendation is $15 for an adult, $10 for youth, and renewals are $5.
Library and IT Director Teresa Jensen explained how she came up with those numbers.
What I did was look at what other cities' municipal ID cards cost and what their range was, and then targeted our card to be on the lower end of what those charges were.
Mayor Pownell asked about making the fee just $10 for all ages. Zweifel was in favor of that, and Peterson White said she'd be okay with either $15 or $10 for all ages. Colby looked up the cost of state ID cards, which are $19.25.
We're in the ballpark at $15 a piece. Fault load for the proposal.
Cost to the city right now to produce 2,000 cards will be about $5,000. That does not include staff time. Volunteers will be providing Spanish interpretation. DeLong was concerned that all languages have the opportunity. Chief Nelson has access to interpreters. The card design is on the city's website, along with businesses who are offering local discounts. The ID will double as a library card if you want. This will come back to council next week for a formal vote. Do the next right thing.
We want to empower people to use their own good judgment about how to help, how to intervene, how to make the lives of the people that are visiting us as good as they can possibly be in a way that we can't necessarily reduce to policy.
That's Northfield Hospital and Clinics President and CEO Steve Underdahl talking about a program they implemented wherein employees are able to offer support to patients in ways that policies can't. An agency celebrated four individuals last week. In one instance, a woman with a high-risk pregnancy was going to miss her appointment with a specialist because she didn't have a ride. The nurse then decided to go get her. Another situation involved the computer. It's often used now for home health care. A patient just couldn't understand how to make it work over the phone, so the employee went to the patient and set it up for him. Underdahl added,
somebody that works in our nutrition services department that makes handmade cards for all of the folks at the long-term care facility at holidays. These are just these gorgeous works of art.
Another staff person arranged for Thanksgiving dinner to be brought to a patient that had no one.
None of this stuff, Jeff, is part of what I can write into anybody's job description or into policies and procedures. It's the kind of thing that wonderful people do because they've identified the opportunity.
I have a picture of the honorees and more information on KYMNradio.net. Northfield High School Principal Joel Lear has informed us that there will be fan buses headed up to Target Center tomorrow for the Northfield Raiders basketball game against Robbinsdale Cooper. There will be four buses. They'll load first come, first serve at the main entrance to the high school. There's no sign up. The opportunity is available to students, parents, and community members. Buses depart at 4:15 for the 6 o'clock game. Bus fare is $5. Game tickets are $9 for students, $14 for adults. Buses will leave the arena for home 15 minutes after the conclusion of the awards ceremony that follows the game. And of course, the game will be broadcast live right here on KYMN Radio. And St. Patrick's Day is one of America's most widely celebrated holidays for the Irish and non-Irish alike. For that reason, Rice County law enforcement will be out in full force to make sure all drivers are sober. Sheriff Troy Dunn reminds everyone that Rice County provides a safe and sober ride home in partnership with First Choice Shuttle for just $6. News from around the state is next.